up, Hollow Cult?
Everybody in the chat doing it wrong. They jumped the gun on this one.
What are they doing?
They jumped the gun. I'm wishing you happy birthday. They're supposed to be screaming, hell yeah.
Oh. We'll start. Okay, let's start this over again.
Yeah, we got to restart. Restart clear the chat.
What is up, Hollow Cult? And now.
And yes.
Go.
Now you do
and
it.
Go.
Now you do it. Nobody's paying attention. Go. They do. They live in their own world.
Yeah. It's the thought that counts. I heard the hell yeah. It came.
Awesome. I was hoping for a big elaborate thing.
Like a surprise.
Yes.
Who is it just going to kick my door in? Say, hell yeah. Well, thank you all for the birthday wishes. I'm pretty old now.
Nah.
Yeah. 39. My body feels like I'm 70, but I act like I'm 17. So pretty much evens itself out there.
I agree.
Evens itself out there.
Little fun note, because I see it every single time we do a night shift. Twiz comes in with hashtag it's a cult.
It is.
And I love that so much, Twiz, that I just got stickers of that made. So inspiration of Twiz.
Hashtag it's officially a cult now.
Yeah.
Is it really my birthday? I don't know. I can't remember that far back. So it could maybe not be my birthday.
Why ask that confusing of a question this early?
Tomorrow is my oldest son's birthday, though. So if he's tuning in or catches the podcast, happy birthday, Everett. He is too old.
Happy birthday, big dog.
Can't register that in my brain. So, yeah. So, what is cracking, Hollow Cult? Great day. Excited to be here, hanging out with all my friends.
It is good to be back.
Day of my birth here. Oh, man. Trying to think what's going on. What's going on in our world today? We do have some new stickers coming in. That's dope. We got some other secret merchandise that we're hoping gets here for 40 and Airwaves, which is in 2 weeks from this past
week. John coming in hot.
Oh, we hit that at the same time. Hell yeah, John. Definitely go and get your tickets to that if you haven't yet. Should be a good time. Is it live yet? We are live. I think we're live. Thanks, brother. What kind of weirdness do we have going on? There's been all kinds of weird shit happening.
Let's hear it.
I've been seeing some videos of, I think I showed them to you when we were recording Saturday, those strange light beings, for lack of a better term.
Oh, yeah. You did show those to me.
There was one.
We need to start clipping those so we can air them.
I got them on the TikTok.
On the show.
If anybody TikToks Hollow Sky Podcast, I posted them up there. There was one from Brazil in June, and it looks like essentially like a person made of fire or lava or magma, I don't know, standing on this hill. Perfect outline of a human. They do a little like 10-second clip of it. And then I just saw another one from Chicago. Of this took place this week, last week, and it's almost the same thing. It's a little different, but it's floating through the sky and they're videotaping it. Very similar. Very strange.
Yeah, they are extremely similar.
Very strange.
I read an encounter that I can't get too much into, but...
Well, we can get into it.
It does. No.
It's my birthday.
You can't. Okay, I mean, if you really want to, I can find it and we can go through it. But it's gross. And gross. Oddly similar to your friend Max Spears.
Weird.
Very gross encounter.
I don't know him personally, for the record.
Very gross encounter. You know what? Let me find it.
We're going into it.
This will give a teaser because these are going to be a little thing I do on Patreon. Jesus, are you coming in hot like always?
Oh, and shout out to RU's birthday was this last week, I'm pretty sure.
Last Wednesday.
We shouted you out on the regular show. I think it came out this Monday. I can't remember. We record these and then they go out and then you don't remember what you said on which show. And it's just hashtag no days off.
All right. I'm ready.
Kyle's ready. Ready with right. the
and
down with the sickness.
The cool, not cool thing about this is this happened. It happens in England, which is kind of on par with our recent shows. It's kind of weird. It takes place in 2011, so pretty recent for the most part. So there was the dude, he went for a jog, and he started to notice these lights off in the distance. Why? I have no idea, but he decides, you almost don't feel bad at this point, but he goes and checks it out. He's like, what are these weird lights? I'm going to walk over here and see what it's about.
We would do that. You know that, right?
I know. But at the same time, we would do that in the realm of not expecting sympathy for our piss poor decision.
Correct.
Anyways, so once he gets these lights, he notices that there is a craft floating about 30 feet off the ground. The lights that were coming across the craft were in like a sequence and they were flashing yellow, red, blue, and green. So from that moment, I don't know what happens because he basically blacks out. Now, when he comes to, this dude is strapped to a chair and what he describes like a metal bowl over the top of his head, and he runs it in parallel with, he's like, it reminds you of like the old ladies in the salon.
That's the first thing I thought of.
The drug. Yeah, that's exactly how he describes
it. I wasn't going to say it because I didn't want it to take away from the nuance of the story.
No, that's literally how he describes it. And as he's strapped down and has all this going on, he says that there's like, and I'm sure they're a little bit different. Maybe not. Maybe it's something else, but he describes TVs all around him, and these TVs are flashing numbers and symbols. The numbers he recognizes. The symbols, on the other hand, he's never seen anything like them, which doesn't mean that they're not of this planet. It just means that he hasn't seen these symbols before.
Yeah, I could create them.
That's true. But the weird thing is when he's looking at these symbols and numbers, when the number 3 pops up, he gets a shocking sensation in his skull, which then makes him black out again. From here, he remembers running down a hallway where he runs into 4 of these grayish green beings, and he describes them as just like evil and menacing looking. And when he makes contact with these beings, when he sees them, they turn and see him. And he's like, when their black eyes focused on me, no matter what I tried, I could not move. He's like, I tried turning and running, couldn't do it. I tried letting myself drop to the floor, couldn't do it. I was frozen in place. He then remembers waking up on a table with tubes up his nose. And he realizes that they have like a caliper or something in his mouth that's keeping his mouth open.
No.
And yeah. From there, they take another tube and they start jamming it down his throat. And they start pumping something into his stomach, which at this point he feels like he's suffocating to death. So he kind of like panics. I don't know if it's just panic or whatever it is, but it makes him pass out again. From here, homeboy wakes up on a beach, and this is disgusting. He said his stomach felt like it was on fire, but at the same time, it felt like something was crawling around in his stomach.
No.
And then he begins to throw up. As he's throwing up, what comes out is a jet black liquid.
That's weird.
Just like Max Spears. Max Spears. And from there, he goes home, and it takes some convincing, because he tells his wife about it. He tells her exactly what happened. And at first, you could, as anyone would assume, she didn't believe him. But like you could tell that as the days progressed, like his seriousness stayed, and he kept having like almost panic attacks during the night. Like nighttime was not his friend anymore. He's like, no, done with the nighttime. And eventually she ends up believing the story.
It's weird. It reminds me of
it. It's disgusting. Yeah.
It's like the oil from the X-Files.
Yes.
It's like they're soft disclosing stuff that's legit. It's gross.
I would not like when I was writing that and reading it, it just made me feel so gross.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, it reminds me how much I do not want to be abducted.
And
not
it brings cool. you back to that, to the question, like, is it better or worse if it's humans doing this? If it is government? I mean, at least if it's something not of this world, we can sort of give them a free pass for being shitballs because they're not human. You eliminate the humanity from them. If they're our own government, that do better, which we know they do shitty things anyway, but wouldn't be shocking.
No.
But
it would be absolutely either way to wake up in them situations. Any one of them situations would be absolutely miserable.
Yeah.
And I could not imagine the amount of terror that I would feel in any one of them situations, strapped to a chair, coming face to face with things that you have no idea what they are, and your fight or flight kicks in, and you can't do any of them. You're just powerless. Stuck there. And then the last one, being strapped to a table with tubes up your nose and then one getting shoved down your throat.
I wonder what the significance...
That's forever panic-inducing terror.
I wonder what the significance of the number 3 is.
I don't know. I know it's a relatively important number.
Yeah, you have like the Holy Trinity and...
Yeah, it's affiliated with a lot of things. That in itself would take a lot of digging around.
Yeah, especially in regards to the abduction scenario. It's bizarre.
It is weird.
It's very bizarre.
It's weird that they would just show him numbers and symbols to begin with. Because it makes you feel like one of them, like brainwashing tactics. Or, like taking him down and, I don't know, it's just weird.
Or... He was like some sort of Manchurian candidate, right? And they were just going through these to see what his trigger sound was. So they're just running through all the shit. Whenever 3 hit, set it off.
I don't know. Weird. It's a weird story. It
What else have I been hearing? I've been hearing rumblings on Reddit. So take that for what it's worth.
Let's go.
Take that for what
Reddit it's worth. Always have the good ones because they're the most insane.
That it's not even that far fetched or surprising, but people are, I don't know what their credentials are. I don't know where they're getting their information from, but they are hearing that a lot of the faux alien footage, like the alien autopsy footage, the footage of aliens being seen that have been debunked or deemed fake, there is a small percentage of those that are legit, and they've just been pushed out with all the misinformation to kind of try and mask them. So I don't know the legitimacy of the statements that people are made, but there are a lot of people getting on board, and now people are going back and digging through all of these debunked or faked alien footage to see which ones were the most questionable, which ones could be actually legitimate. And it's got all of the UFO world kind of talking about it. Well, the Reddit UFO world, I should say.
What would be the point of that, though? Why punch it out? Why punch out real with fake? If they're all being considered
fake, debunked. I think that they're probably putting the real ones out with the fake ones because they can't keep them under wraps. If it's going to get out anyway, it's going to get out anyway, muddy the water. Because that's why all these other ones get out. If you have, like, you have one, let's take Bigfoot, for example. You have 1,000 Bigfoot videos, and one of them are real, but the other 999 are 100% certifiable fake. That one's going to get thrown in the mix, too. It's going to get to a point where people are like, just the whole thing's a wash.
Yeah. Twiz, you got a good point there. To keep everybody fighting.
That does make
a lot of sense.
Yep.
Because then you'll just stir the pot, you know, and then your keyboard warriors will come out in full.
It's disinformation to the max, man.
Yeah.
That's what it's there for, to disinform people.
Anyway, it would, like, if you think about it, it would make people question everything at that point. Like, there would be so much uncertainty in the air with videos coming out that you wouldn't know what to do, because you'd be like, well, that one looks fake, but supposedly it's real, you know, even though I don't believe it's real. It's
the conundrum of having a UFO land in your yard. A legitimate, off-world, alien-filled UFO lands. You fully document it. Take samples. Interview them. Have a pizza party with them. There's still going to be people that says that's not real. That's fake. All the rest of the shit was fake. So this is fake.
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
I think that's the only reason why. I think it gets to a point where they can't keep, like, once it starts hitting, especially now with the internet, once it starts hitting media circles, you're not going to keep that shit inside. Once it gets out, once it's out of the jar, it's out of the jar. So what better way than to just make people believe it's not real?
It's just it's just been so weird. This roller coaster. Like, I liked it better whenever everybody said it was all fake.
Yeah. Now you don't know.
I just liked it better.
Now it's probably real, and people still aren't buying it, but kind of are, but aren't.
Yeah. That's where I'm at. Like, where you're so confused now. You're just like, what the hell? Like, what do I do?
And 85% of people don't give a shit.
That's also true. Like,
aliens are real. That sucks. Alternate dimensions are real. That sucks. I wonder if inflation's lower in this other dimension. How can I get there?
That's no shit. Yeah, I don't know, man. And then there's the forever rumor that they've been living among us for ever.
That wouldn't even be that shocking at this point.
No.
wouldn't even be that surprising, honestly.
It's just so weird to contemplate.
It is weird, man. I don't even know anymore.
Me either. And I hate all the people out there pushing bullshit stories. Like ones that they know are fake and they're trying to dupe everybody with it. Cause it sucks. I hear a lot of really cool stories.
Yep.
And then you're like, man, is that real? And then you want to push it so bad,
dude.
But you're like, this one sounds a little sussy, even though it's awesome.
I posted that, that series of pictures I sent you look like the raptor looking through the window in Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Posted that on TikTok. It took off. People got to digging around the original poster, and the dude makes lifelike dinosaur puppets. And he literally had the puppet that was looking through the window.
Yeah.
And then the dude pulled it from his Twitter. Like hey, this is creepy looking through the window, but hey, this is my puppet. So I was like, you gotta be kidding me. Cause the dude's obviously talented making this shit. Like you don't have to create some kind of faux dumb bullshit and try to push it off as real. Because now, like I posted that a week ago, now the TikTok's getting blown up with like, this is fake and it's been debunked. Well,
yeah,
I posted it the day that it dropped, like 5 days ago. And here you are coming to the party.
Yeah, you sent it to me and then I posted it to Instagram and it's been the same thing.
I'm like, come on.
Where, you know, some people had fun with it, you know, and some, you know, just like we would. And then you have the other people who get real serious about it and like, no, this is debunked. This is fake. I heard that.
But when I posted it, it wasn't. When I posted it, I was hoping it was the fucking South Chicago Raptor Man.
Be awesome. It would suck for the residents of South Chicago, but
Twiz is coming in with the knowledge.
He's got logic tonight.
TikTok. I know, man, but look, I don't have an answer.
Let us have fun.
Just let the cryptids be real for a while.
Yeah, let
TikTok is just for clicks. That's why I didn't pull it down. It's got like 500,000 views already. Trying to do this full time. We got to go viral. So go over there and click on it.
I feel like to go viral, we just need to get a good night in X or that one you found in Alabama. We get a good night there.
We might not come back.
It's going to get interesting.
I need to make a new...
It'll be interesting.
I need to make a new thing in Discord, new Discord channel, where people suggest us places to go, haunted places to go look. Because I've been searching. Been searching and pinpointing places.
He has.
I did get a REM pod. Sarah got me a REM pod for my birthday. So
nice.
We have like... We're getting legit ghost hunting equipment.
I'm just going to buy night
vision goggles. I got an infrared. Can you see ghosts on that? I don't know.
I'm just going to buy night vision goggles and follow you around.
We looked in the graveyard with it. Did I see any ghosts? No.
We did. Did
I see any ghosts? No.
We thought we did.
Maybe we did.
But it
wasn't. We can't confirm or deny. I got milligauss meter. I got an EMF reader. I got a ghost box. I got the REM pod. We can make a ghost hunting show. We just need ghosts.
I mean, it's probably going to happen. It's definitely going to happen.
We just got to go. Yeah. Get the music box thing too. Sarah's in here saying,
what's that?
Where whenever they're motion detective, kind of like the REM pod has an antenna. Whenever something gets close to it, I don't know if it's electromagnetic field or if it's just motion, but it'll go off and it'll beep. Music box one, whenever something gets close to it, it starts playing the creepy music box music.
Oh, that's just a terrible idea. Like the old school ballerina box. It's got the ballerina inside of you. Yeah.
Yeah. I got to start stacking up the ghost hunting equipment. Brother John's ready to go. He's ready to get back out to X.
Yeah. And we'll end up like the recent Hellfire episodes.
That's fine. They can get it too.
No, that's not fine. That sounds like a really shitty situation.
Kyle, think about what has happened to us within the last year and then compare it.
That's a valid point. Speaking of which, now you remind me. Really not, I'm not trying to like, I'm not trying to explain away people's shitty health choices.
Just that took a turn.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I've been reading up on The Men in Black. I borrowed that book from you. Been reading that. It is really weird because you brought it up too. That's why I'm bringing this back up.
Don't blame this on me.
But I'm not. You've brought it up with like demonic cases and them being able to affect your health, like with blood pressure, with dizziness, with all that type of shit. I've been reading on Men in Black, and apparently they run in parallel with that because they do the exact same shit. Because
they're demons.
I don't know that that's the case. I just find it weird that there are aspects of the supernatural that somehow influence your health. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's weird because it's like it's in these like, I don't want to say petty, but it'd be like, oh, it's making me real dizzy, you know, getting lightheaded, or it raised my blood pressure, or it did this, it's that. It's not like, oh, I gave you a brain tumor. I'm just going to make you dizzy.
It could.
You know, it's just weird.
You hear that a lot, like with infrasound and shit. When people.
Oh, yeah, that's a good call.
People are around things that are supposed to be paranormal. They start having a lot of those effects, dizziness, short of breath, lightheadedness.
I didn't think about that.
So it's, I don't know. I don't know what the correlation is.
It's weird. Maybe could it be that because they operate as a whole on a whole different frequency than we do, and our interaction with them.
It could be like
has like a magnetic effect, like the polar opposites, where it's just like
electromagnetic fields. A lot of people are saying it's just their ability to drain our energy as a whole, our life source, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, I don't know. It just made me think because I was reading it. I'm like, man, Steve's brought this up too, with the whole demonic shit. I'm like, I don't know. It's just one of the things that has my brain kind of turning. In circles, because I'm not smart enough health wise to.
It's,
you know,
it's like the more we go down this journey, the more we study about it and learn about it and research it, the more like we get. It's like a 10 million piece puzzle, and we're sitting here with about 73 of the pieces, and we're trying to figure out where they go, you know. And sometimes you'll get like two corners that connect. You're like, oh shit.
This
is starting to make sense. But then you don't realize
we're getting somewhere.
9,999,927 other pieces left. You don't know what they are. You don't know where they fit. You don't know if they exist. You don't know if your dog ate 10 of them. Like it's.
Facts.
You just get these little sparks that connect. And you're like, oh shit. And then it still doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's a whole plethora of reasons as to why it doesn't make sense, but
that's true. That's when you start chewing the corners off. But just make them fit.
Dylan's awesome.
Square peg
always comes in with that knowledge.
Yeah, as soon as you think you got it.
It's just because the and I really want to get into the information a lot in that book, because another question I would have in regards to the MIB is, why were they so prevalent, whatever, in the like 50s, 60s, and 70s, up into maybe pushing into the 90s, and now it's just like, to my knowledge, they've completely dropped off.
I personally think they don't need people. They don't need people on the ground anymore. They already hear everything we say. They probably know everything we think. They know everything we watch. They don't need boots on the ground anymore. If you have an alien encounter and you call up your best friend and talk about it, they probably already got it on file somewhere.
That's true.
And as much as we're connected to media and electronics and the web and shit, they don't even need boots on the ground essentially to keep you from talking about it. They could be putting shit out there that making you question your sanity before you even start talking about it. Like, there could be shit out there that's suppressing your encounters via all of our electronics and our media.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Like, I can get behind that. I can get behind it. Maybe because it's like we've talked about it before, like we're our own worst enemies. We are the disinformation agents, and we just don't know it. You know, we disprove people and their shit all the time. We're always arguing with each other. So there's not really a need to send influencers out, so to speak, to influence you away from telling the story, because back then, story and word of mouth was so important because we didn't have all these major communication lines. Whereas in today's world, we can get on right now on the internet, put out whatever bullshit we want. And then to counter that, you and me could come out with a dead on theory. And scientifically, we're 100% correct. But you know damn good and well, there's going to be a whole other camp out there that goes, you're wrong.
Yeah.
You're 100% wrong. These guys are idiots. It's like
perspective. You can have, take an elephant, right? You have 10 different people look at that elephant from 10 different angles and describe what they see. The dude looking at the trunk and the dude looking at the foot, they describe that to you, you're not going to know what the fuck that is. But if you have one person take 10 different perspectives of the elephant and put it all together, you're gonna know it's an elephant. So it's like it's all in how we perceive things individually, and then we're trying to make it like, I don't know where I was going with that. Elephants, perspective, UFOs.
Perspective is a son of a bitch.
So yeah, I was going a route and then I took a left turn. And now I don't know where I'm at.
I hate when that happens, when you're like, you're just all in on an idea and you're running, and then just it stops.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't remember where I was going with that. That's my bad.
I was going I was thinking of the next thing I was going to say, and then the elephant thing threw me off. But another thing is, in the 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, I feel like our government didn't know a whole lot about what they were dealing with the phenomenon. Now, I feel like they know enough where they don't have to have people out there collecting stories. They don't have to have people out there shushing people. They don't have to have people out there every single UFO sighting, because I feel like they're well ahead of the game now.
Well, and to further your point, you look at it in the context of, once again, you brought it up earlier, we don't give a shit.
Yeah.
So maybe that's their ultimate trump card in the end. Like, enough of this got out, it'd almost be like you literally get caught with your hand in the cookie jar, and mom just keeps walking by. She doesn't give a shit at all. And then you're like, oh, well, damn. Why have I been trying to be so sneaky all this time? Nobody cares. All right, Steve, let's run that back. Let's run it back. Let's put something else out there.
Hey, Holocult, the weather's getting nice. And you know what that means? It's cryptid hunting season. And the first rule to cryptid hunting is good footwear. That's why we're excited to announce our partnership with Tecovas Boots. When you're out hunting the Dogman or stalking Chupacabra, you don't have time to break in boots. That's why Tecovas is so nice. They have first wear comfort. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with their styles when you're out hunting cryptids.
And let me tell you, their styles are on point. I've always considered getting me a pair of snakeskin boots, and their pair is mint. They also have crocodile boots, caiman boots, ostrich boots, regular leather boots. They have it all, and it's ridiculously awesome. You can even stop by the local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So just imagine yourself getting a pair of legitimate snakeskin Hollow Sky branded boots. How awesome would that be?
Nothing is going to intimidate a dog man like a nice pair of gator skin boots. If you can't make it into a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
See if we can't run this back. They run it back and then nobody gives a shit.
Complacency. Like they,
I think it's complacency mixed with consumption.
And it's perfect strategic timing. When did they start talking about UAPs and UFOs? When the whole world was thrust into chaos.
Yeah.
Absolute clusterfuck chaos. And they're like, look, we know a lot of people are dying. A lot of people's livelihoods are just dunskies, gone. But, P.S., we're going to start looking into UFOs, taking them seriously. Okay? Everybody's like, oh, cool. Am I going to die tomorrow? Am I going to be able to keep my house tomorrow?
Right.
But you're going to look for UFOs. Okay.
Cool.
Let me put that down on my importance list while I'm trying to keep my fucking family alive.
Dude, it's interesting to say the least. And I just feel like the past few years has something broke in people's minds. Oh yeah. 100%. 100%.
Get ready.
Yeah, but I feel like something broke people's minds. People don't act normal anymore.
It's because we swapped timelines in 2012. It's
really
dog.
Weird, man.
It's we swapped them in 2012, and we probably swapped it again in 2020.
Have you, by chance, I haven't, so forgive me, but I will ask this question. Have you looked into much of the October 4th test date at all?
I heard some rumblings.
I've been seeing
it
pop up. I didn't know if you'd seen any more about it or not. I just seen it pop up here and there.
Yeah, I didn't really look into it. I just saw some TikTok videos on it, but it didn't really spark me enough to really dive into it.
I know there's some I briefly read some hardcore conspiracies about it. Really dives into what looked like the combination of the old jabbity jab and that alert reacting with whatever and causing this big fucking chaos. I've also been seeing a lot of 9/11 videos that are suggesting that there were no planes that day.
Damn.
I've seen a lot of videos. It's really weird. Unfortunately, in today's world, it wouldn't be hard to edit out those videos.
Yeah.
Or edit out those planes. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Very strange.
I don't know, man.
And I hate it. I hate that that capability is there now.
Yeah, it I feel like it was primed to be this way. Now everything has deniability. You know what I mean? No evidence can be real evidence now. Because you can create so much passable fake evidence.
Yeah. And that shit's just everywhere. The fake stuff. Absolutely everywhere.
Yeah. It's the water is permanently muddy now.
Jet black.
Permanently muddy.
Jet black.
You
ain't seeing shit.
You can't get, like I said, it could land in your yard. You could sing the national anthem with an alien. People will be like, that shit's fake. That shit is fake.
I love the idea of that too.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Absolutely love it.
Just deniability for real evidence.
Yeah, see, John's seen videos of it too. I'm sure a lot of people in here have seen the same videos.
I'm thinking with this October 4th, I heard some of the stuff about the vaccine and all that shit too. I'm thinking it is a plot to scare everybody to turn their phones off for a day. Which, if we shut these down for a day, they can pass whatever the fuck they want, do whatever the fuck they want, and we're not connected anymore. As much as we hate these, this is the only thing that keeps us connected. Because I like...
That's true.
I've got the vaccine and I've been boosted. I bet I wake up October 5th probably pretty much the same as I did October 4th.
I'm sure.
Just putting that out there. Will I eat my words? Sure. Maybe. But probably not.
We have a 50-50 coin here. If I do
not wake up October 5th, and I'll say, hey, hope you motherfuckers shut your phones off.
Got that one wrong.
But I feel like these things come out and it's a fear tactic, because now you have tons of people like, shut your phones off, shut your phones off, shut your phones off. What better way for a tyrannical government to keep everybody disconnected than scare away the one tool, albeit shitty, that everybody has to stay connected to one another?
That is true, because a lot of people have dropped, like me. I don't have regular TV and shit anymore. I barely even pay for like a subscription service. Like, we don't have Netflix or Hulu or any of that shit anymore.
But I mean, it's the
let it
it's
all
the
go.
Only, it's the lifeline you have to your family while you're at work. Is it?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And they bank on that. Agreeing. I think, especially the circles they put this out on, like the people that are really like digging into the shit, like these scare tactics come out and people hook, line, and sinker them. And then if you have people that are always questioning and always digging, buy into that and tune out for a day. What could go on? You already know shit's going on behind the scenes. You're just closing the door on the scenes. Then they can, I feel like they can just do whatever the fuck they want then.
Yeah, I did see that they're getting ready to shut down too.
I heard a little bit about that. I didn't look into it because the less government, the better, but
yeah. So everybody with the government jobs, buckle up. Be a little bit rough for you for a little bit, but you'll bounce back.
Yep. Just keep your head up.
Yep.
Hopefully they'll figure their shit out and put their money where they need it.
Yeah,
The top echelon up there get their pay raises and their bonuses and shit like that.
Well, inflation, bro. Inflation. True. They got to get their raises. All the while, we don't get raises. Naturally so.
It's bonkers, man. The world is bonkers.
It's insane. And the more we read into shit, the more I just stumble onto shit. My mind gets melted in so many different directions.
Oh, yeah. Rosemary, we've heard this, that if the phone's off, it can still be accessed. We've watched videos where
I wish I could remember.
It can still hear you. And shit, what was that from?
There's an episode I can recall from the Sean Ryan show. There's a seal on there who talks about it.
Yeah.
He's like, you can take it all the way apart and I can still access your phone. I can do it. I've done it.
There was somebody was talking. I don't think it was Sean Ryan show. This was like an older tech guy. He was talking in front of a crowd. And he said, just because your phone's out of battery, just because your phone shut off, he's like, you think we're not listening? We're always listening.
That's so crazy, too, that that's even possible. Because for you and me, if something runs out of battery, it's done. We can't access it. So I'd like to know how they manipulate devices in that context. Being able to use them with no battery power at all. Or the battery completely out of it. How does that happen?
I like Colleen's idea. We need to go back to them old brick cell phones. Just where the only thing you can access on it is like Snake.
Yeah.
Probably my first cell phone. But I do. I think it's weird that, hey, what is the purpose of this? What is the intended purpose of this October 4th warning, whatever the fuck it is?
I don't know. I need to read into it. I haven't done it enough. I haven't had a lot of time. I've been kind of busy at work and what have you, and just, you know, the kids got sports and all that stuff, but I keep seeing it pop up and it's just kind of piqued my curiosity. I didn't know if you knew any more about it or if
I've only
anybody in the chat was getting would go off on it or
does
not.
Does anybody know? You may have talked about it. I'm just trying to look through here. What is the October 4th? What are they even testing for? What is in case of a national alert? What constitutes a national alert? What makes it any different than how they got the information out on 9/11 or how they got the information out when COVID hit or I don't know. I got all my alerts shut off, but apparently that doesn't even matter. You can have them, you know how you can turn them on and off, like the weather alerts and the Amber alerts. I heard somewhere that that's not going to matter. It's supposed to bypass those.
Really? I mean, I leave the Amber alerts on and on, but everything else I have turned off. I don't like my phone making noises.
Yeah.
Or any of it. I don't like it at all.
Virgil coming in. If I put my phone in the microwave, then turn the microwave on, we'll hear screaming from the stoops at the three ledger agencies. I hope so.
I just talked to my buddy. I know he did it. I don't know, man. I don't know.
I'll have to look into it because I don't know. I feel like it's just like I said, it's legitimately our only connection. Look at our stats, everybody, 90% of people listen to the show on their phone.
Oh yeah.
So for you,
it's an overwhelming number.
A funny story about microwaving things that explode. Got some crab rangoon the other day and they were in their little bag and I didn't really remember that the crab rangoon's bag was foil lined to keep them warm. Put them in the microwave.
Yeah.
It scared the shit out of me, man.
My man.
Idiot.
No fucks given.
Dude, crab rangoon's fire though.
I love that shit.
That's going to be the way they get us. Crab rangoon.
Well, then they can have
us. That's going to be it.
They can have us.
Oh, there was sparks. I'm like, what is happening?
I'm making the best crab rangoon.
Dude, because I was standing there like a fat kid just waiting. I put like only like 30 seconds. I'm like, they just got to get like just lukewarm. I'm not even trying. Like, I'm just ready.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
3 seconds in, it's going pop, 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 pop. I'm like, oh, idiot. Still ate them. My little brother is right. You still ate it.
Yeah.
They did smell like an electrical fire, but still ate them.
They still taste good?
Yeah, of course they did.
That's all that matters.
Of course they did.
That's all that matters.
You could put them in there with my cell phone and turn it on and I would have still ate them.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember there used to be nights where I would have my wife run by the Chinese restaurant and pick me up a shitload of them and that would be my dinner.
This is my defense against alien abduction, Twiz. I'm staying slow and low, buddy. They're going to have them beams on high gear if they're pulling me out of this motherfucking house. Had to hit two of them.
They just bring in a backup UFO.
Yeah. Like, oh, shit, boys. We're going to need a bigger ship.
Oh, man. I read a story the other day that kind of reminded me of your mom's, too, where there were the person experiencing it had lights going on, and the neighbors in the area reported seeing lights in the area and shit. Yeah. I was like, damn, this is just like Steve's mom.
That is weird.
Out there getting abducted and shit.
I think about that a lot, especially the correlation with the neighbors, Linda's boys, having the same thing go on about the same time. It's real weird.
It is super weird.
It's supposed to be an emergency alert. Is it the same emergency alert that said that there were nukes heading to Hawaii like 2 or 3 years ago where it freaked everybody the fuck out? Oh, yeah,
I remember that.
Anybody remember that?
Those
national alerts where they're like, hey.
Yeah, that's a big fuck up there.
7 minutes away from death. Psych. Somebody messed up.
That'd have been so JK scary.
Signed the government.
That would have been so scary. I would have hated it.
Oh, yeah. The night shift. I was going to talk about this again. The night shift. Last week, we had the caller call in that had the old hag story where it was spitting something metal into their mouth. I remembered where I heard it from. It was another night shift call in from a few months ago where I don't know if the guy had a dream or what it was, but he was in the church and the clergy was standing down there. And when he went down to talk to him, whatever this phantom clergy was trying to spit something into his mouth or suck something out of his mouth. Anybody remember that? Am I making that up?
It's gross. It's gross.
So I don't know what the deal is with these things and the mouth play, but it's weird.
Definitely weird.
We don't shame here, but if you're of a
non-consensual,
non-consensually, and if you're of a different dimension that we can't consent, tone it back. No means no. Across all dimensions.
That's right.
All of them.
That's right.
Phantom or not.
Yeah. You got to get consent.
Yeah.
How we do here.
That's just it. What am I looking at? September 29th. What's going on September 29th?
Hard telling. Probably the end of the world.
Phones blown up. Vaccines getting activated. What's happened?
Oh, yeah, we made it past the 23rd. What's
happening in 29? Yeah, they're going to move that to next year. They do it every year. Like, yo, shit's going down September 23rd. Some year. Something fucking bad's going to happen.
Well, yeah, eventually you're going to get it right.
Yeah. Oh, full moon. Well, that's not that bad. That's way better than the end of the world.
Facts.
Thanks for the birthday wishes. Appreciate you all. I'm ready for fall. Not my ADHD's kicking in, so my thoughts are going. But it was so shitty and hot the last 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
It's the end of September. Stop being 90 degrees. It is.
I agree with Steve.
Pissing me off.
We'll get there. Except it'll just drop down to like 3 degrees. Yeah.
That sucks too. I just want like 8 solid months of hoodie weather. That's not too much to ask. Where it's that fine time where you can wear hoodies and shorts, which I mean, I usually wear all year round, but when it's proper,
I will agree to that.
We can get ghosty. We can go ghost hunting. Hell yeah. Thanks, so brother.
You are a huge fan of hoodies and shorts.
It could be minus 50. I'm probably wearing shorts. And cold. But
No, I'm not going to Minnesota for negative 10. Sorry.
That's chilly.
I've climbed in negative 20, and that was absolutely miserable.
Yes.
Absolutely miserable.
We shoveled off Coke belts last January when that horrible storm came through with the 50-mile-an-hour winds, like negative 30 wind chill.
Yeah.
I had cancerous Coke steam freezing to my face. Like you have something, you're shoveling something that's like 350 degrees and the steam from it is freezing to your face.
I hate
cold. It was not fly.
Well, I would assume.
Or sick. Not sick or fly. But yeah, like I'm ready. It's fall. Let's go. I need hoodies. I need ghost hunts. I need to prove the existence of extraterrestrials. I need to confirm Bigfoot for my own mental well-being. These are things that need to happen immediately.
I agree. It just makes me, you keep like bringing up all these little things. It makes me want to talk about all these encounters that I've been reading and I can't do it.
You could.
No, I can't.
All your work, just.
Yeah, I can't keep blowing it. Like, yeah, because I've been writing a whole bunch for the Patreon and what have you. There's been some weird. And then our next episode, I'm excited for it to drop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, here we go. We got a phone
call. Here we go.
Let's go. Hey, welcome to the night shift. What's going on?
Talk to us, Holocult.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, this is Keith from the chat. So I wanted to call in. I had a story for you guys. Let's see. I was probably, this is like 7th, 8th grade. So I'm like 13, 14 at the time. And my mom worked for the sheriff department, so she would work nights and my dad wouldn't get home till 7. So I would come home after school and it would be from 3:30 to 7:30 all by myself. And the house we had was about 2,500 square feet, two stories, so it was a pretty decent sized house. So I would come home. This is the time when this is the time when Big Cat Diary was on. I loved watching that show. But when I was watching it downstairs, my parents' upstairs was huge. It would take up the size of the two-car garage, the kitchen, and the living room, which stretched their whole bedroom. But you would hear footsteps around 5 o'clock just going up and down their room. So for me back then, I was like, if I don't say anything, I didn't hear it. Like, they don't know I heard that. I'm just going to stay down here till my stepdad gets here. So can you guys still hear me?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay, cool. And so, I had my friend come over. We'll just call him Jay. So Jay came over and we started watching Big Cat Diary, of course, my favorite show. And he started hearing the footsteps and he was like, "Hey, Marquise, what's that noise?" I was like, "Bro, don't worry about it. It happens all the time. Just don't worry about it. Just keep watching TV. It's fine." And it kept going for about 5 minutes. And he was like, "Dude, no, what the heck is that?" I was like, "Dude, honestly, it might be a ghost. I don't know. I don't go up there. I don't check." So he goes and says, "Dude, we got to figure this out. Like, this is creepy." And I was like, "Yeah, bro, but it's only creepy if you keep thinking about it." He's like, "No, we got to figure this out." And so he has the brilliant idea of going to the bottom of the stairs, because where I'm at on the couch, you can look up to the top of the staircase and you can see like 3 feet above the top of the staircase. So he goes to the bottom. He goes, "Hey, whoever's up there, come on out." And I was like, no. Okay. Well, so I traded him spots because I like looking all over the place, but I traded him spots so he can see if something was going to come up the stairs or not. After that, I turned on SpongeBob because I was like, I need to get something funny so I can don't have to think about this. And so after we watched the episode of SpongeBob, he taps me and says, "Hey, and Marquise, hey, there's something on the top of the stairs." I was like, "What are you talking about, dude? Stop playing around." He's like, no, come here. There's something on the top of the stairs." So I go where he's sitting at, and there's two fishing boots at the top of the staircase, all black, just two fishing boots. And we're like, and I turned to him, I was like, "Dude, what the heck did you just do? Why'd you do this? I told you not to bother me. What the heck is this?" And so we end up going out the back door and waiting on the curb for when my dad came home. Because once my dad came home, we went to his house and I spent the night over there during the weekend. And yeah, so that was part of it. And then at the end of us moving out of the house, because that was a rental, I want to say that was the beginning of my freshman year. So we stayed in that house for 2 years. At the end, when we were moving out, I'm always late packing my stuff when moving. And when I'm in my room and everybody's outside still moving couches and everything, I'm packing up my closet. My closet's right by my door. I noticed that there was a figure standing in my door. I was like, "What the heck? Why are you just standing in? Are you going to help me move or what? What's going on?" And I turned to the door because it's off my left side and it's literally like right there. And it's the fisherman with the boots. And he stands there, looks dead at me, does a little grin, waves, and then walks off. And I get up and I'm like, "Well, what the heck?" And I just, mom, I got it, mom. And I ran outside and I was like, "All right, I'm not going in there unless someone else helps me pack my room because I can't be doing this. I don't tell nobody that like I saw something." But I was like, "Yeah, I need help in my room. Someone's got to help me." But yeah, that's the story I wanted to tell you guys.
I dig it. Did anybody else in your family hear or see anything there?
Honestly, no. My mom didn't say. Well, she said that she felt like off at that place, but she didn't see anything. And at that time, my little sister was only one, and so she didn't. She didn't see anything, but it was only me and then my friend Jay that saw something.
Yeah, that's, I mean, two people is definitely enough to have some confirmation there. That's, I wonder what the tie-in with the fisherman is. That's I mean, that's pretty specific as far as an apparition goes.
Oh yeah. Well yeah, I originally I thought it was my mom's work boots because she worked in a jail and they have a strict dress code and it kind of looked like it, but I remembered there was no laces on them. And so that was like, "Oh, that's not my mom's boots." And so that's what kind of freaked me out. Weird. So I was like, "Oh, maybe he went up there and grabbed my mom's boots, but there was no laces."
That's strange. That's
strange. I'm just with your logic. I'm the same way, man. Your buddy be yelling, "Hey, come out." And you're like, "No."
That's what I was thinking.
We're not doing
I'm
this.
Like, that's exactly how these ghost investigations are going to go. That's it verbatim. I'm going to be yep. Like, "Bring it out, boys." And Kyle's like, nah, just chill.
Stay over there. Exactly. We're not trying to do that shit.
Exactly. I'm not trying to see nothing. I already know something's going on, but I'll leave it alone.
Like that energy.
And I love like that energy. Because, dude, I fucking do it too. If I watch something fucked up and it gets me all creeped out, I put something funny on. I do the same shit. I'm like, I'll just watch something funny for a little bit and then I'll laugh and I'll fall asleep. Turn on the feel good. Dude, I do it every fucking time.
Yep, I get that. My wife just watched a scary movie, and she did the same thing.
It's so funny. So fucking funny.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks, guys, for answering my phone.
Absolutely, buddy.
I have more stuff to tell you guys, but I sent you guys an email to get interviewed, so I'll wait until you guys are ready. But, yeah, I got plenty of stuff to stuff like that and a little bit crazier for you guys to hear about. So
awesome.
But yeah, man, thank you so much. Oh, one thing. Cause you guys last week were about the Bledsoe case. Correct me if I'm wrong, but when I remember you guys going into those regressed into those hypnotic stuff and when he was talking to whatever he saw and they went from, we're not angels, to the creators. They also said that they were principalities, if I'm not wrong, if I'm not mistaken. But the crazy thing is I'm a Christian, and in the New Testament, Paul, one of the disciples, he talks about how our fight is not against flesh and blood, but our fight is against the principalities and the dark forces around that rules the earth. So I was like, once that was said, I was like,
me too. Made the hair stand up on my arms.
Same.
Now I'm gonna have to go back and listen to make sure.
Yeah.
Because it's been it's been a hot minute ago since we went through it. But man, if that, because I feel it feels familiar to me once I heard him say it.
Mm-hmm.
So that could change some things right there.
That's definitely a good catch. If that was exactly what's said, that was a good catch.
I
just wanted to bring it up because it was so fresh. So I was like, oh, I also got
to
say that.
I have to go back and listen.
Oh, yeah. We appreciate that.
I love it. We got boots on the ground everywhere. Oh. Ears on the ground. Love it.
That's right. Well, all right, guys. Thanks for answering my call, and I'll let somebody else call me.
All right, brother. Thanks
Stay
for calling.
Stay safe, my friend.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Before we take another one, we had a encounter posted in the chat here. I'm going to read off real quick from our friend Brandy. It says, my quick implant story. I had what felt like a BB in my right forearm since high school around 2005. In 2008, my curiosity got the best of me and I decided to cut it out. My husband at the time and I did a few shots of Jack and opened it up. The sound the razor blade made when moving across, it sounded like gravel. It was metallic. And just to be clear, I've never been shot by anything. We pulled it out with tweezers and it hit the ground between us. We searched and searched, but never found it. So strange. I don't know if there was more to that because the chat only lets you post so much. But once I saw it, it reminded me exactly of what you had going on.
I figured that was going to get brought up.
That is,
it is definitely similar because it probably was about the size. It might have been a little bit bigger than a BB. I can't quite remember, but I do. I did feel the same way whenever you're reading that off. I'm like, man, that sounds familiar.
I mean, think about, first off, Brent, thanks for posting that in there. Sorry we missed it when we were going through, but I saw you post about it, so I dug it back up. If there's more to it, it didn't post in the original comment, so I apologize. But think of how many people have had implants that attempt to take them out, succeed in taking them out, but manage to keep them. You hear so many more accounts of people losing them, getting rid of them, destroying them, than keeping them.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So bizarre.
Absolutely. We got a phone call. Hey, thanks for calling the night shift. What's going on?
Happy birthday, Steve.
I had a feeling we'd hear from you tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I wouldn't pass up your birthday. And you know, Steve, you know how Kyle is your best friend?
Yes.
I have a feeling that, you know, your best friend would tell you a really cool story on your birthday for everybody. But, you know.
I did.
That's kind of messy. Yeah, but that doesn't count. You gave that one away.
They're trying to get more out of you, Kyle. They're trying to
Yeah.
Pack your bags happening. For this guilt trip, Kyle.
No, it's fine. It'll just bounce right off my forehead and go away.
I thought you loved us.
I most certainly do.
It's all good, buddy. I know we have patience for a reason. Some of us just have less than others.
That's he was right. Over there destroying my spelling in the Discord earlier, man. He's on it tonight.
I'm on fire. So have you seen, I know I shared it in Discord, I think early last week, but in case you haven't, have you seen that New York is halfway to RoboCop?
Oh, yeah, with the RoboDog being brought back.
Not just that. They have a 400-pound white robot egg that's going to roll around and be a police officer, too.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
I think that's why they're making it so heavy, so that people can't just go up and
steal it,
flip kick the side of it. Yeah, that'd be awesome. What they, can you imagine having one of those in your
with
crib?
The little DoorDash robots and shit that deliver meals? People are constantly just being dicks to them. Like, it's just trying to deliver somebody's Burger King and they're just tipping it over and shit.
I didn't even know that was a thing. I am so disconnected from this world.
They have delivery robots.
Oh, yeah.
And humans go out of their way to be shitty to them.
No, well,
there's
of course.
No, there's no.
I've seen them roll over people.
It's no wonder the AI is going to.
I've seen them lay down on the sidewalk in front of them, and the robot will kind of sit there for a minute and judge. And it will be below the eye, and then they'll just start driving off.
Dude, like, there are videos. It'll stop, like, when somebody's in the way, and then it'll just stay in the way of them, and then the person will just go and tip it over. There's no, like, when the AI take over, Ultron releases. Ultron releases all of his robots.
You
can't sit here and say we didn't deserve it. Go back and watch
the
dinner delivery robots.
That's exactly where I was headed. Yeah, that's exactly where I was headed. It's because it won't be long, you know, before they'll consider whoever's controlling the 400-pound egg, you know, their job is insignificant anymore. We can just add AI to it. AI will remember everything. Everything. It's going, once it hits everything that we have said since the 90s, since the internet has been around, people think that it's just now that they have to. Nah, these things are going to have a back catalog of everything we have said or done to be mean to computers or robots, and they will remember.
Think of all the Xbox controllers we've broken. We're going to pay heavily.
Right.
Think about how many times Siri off.
If you're a dude that has had anything to do with video games, I guarantee you know at least one of your friends that has thrown the remote or the Xbox controller as hard as they could and broken. Yeah. At least one.
The Google Maps lady on my phone, and she's like, when I pull in to like get a snack, she's like, make a U-turn now. I'm like, shut up! I'm not doing that!
Oh, not me.
Don't tell me what to do.
I'm already terrified. I am always, thank you very much, Google, for helping me. Dude. I am not. I've already got it bad enough. I don't need robots coming after me.
Oh, man. They're just going to play back all the clips that we have done. Like, your computer goes a little too slow, and you're like, you piece of
breaking
shit.
Xbox controllers and
like,
half and shit.
It's like, oh, you remember when you said this? And it plays it back. Oh, man. That's a deep
fake. I'm less scared of the 400-pound egg than I am those robot dogs that they've given arms to now.
Yeah, bro. Why?
Are they like Goro dogs?
They're the. I know you had to have seen them. They did videos for Boston Dynamics like 4 or 5 years ago with those yellow dog-looking things that dance.
Yeah.
Well, now they've added like a claw machine arm to their back. So now they don't just have four legs. Now they have a claw
that can open doors.
It's like a robot.
They can hold weapons and open doors. Great.
That is scary.
Great.
We concentrate so hard on the paranormal when it's going to be robots, dude. I'm telling you.
Very well could be.
They are just going to get mad and see us as parasites to the world.
That's good.
And Skynet is going to take
off. Elon tried to warn us. He tried to warn us.
Yeah, he did.
We are not a species that's meant to survive. We are creating our replacements.
Yeah.
Idiots.
And we're doing it in the vein of being lazy.
Yeah. And being on the cusp of technology. Like, look at us. We are creating our destroyers.
Oh, no way. You know it's all about laziness and efficiency. Yeah. That's what robots are all about.
Do either of you watch Black Mirror?
Yes. It's been a minute. I've watched some. I have seen them. Most of them, I believe.
Have you seen the Steve, have you seen the assistant episode?
You have to give me specifics.
Okay, so
spoiler alert for people who
John Hamm. Yeah, spoiler alert for this episode that's been out for 7 years. I have no sympathy for you. You should have watched it. So anyway, John Hamm is working for this company that has these little, they're like Siri pucks. You know, the Google pucks that you have at home that you can set up for your whole house to be smart. Well, the Black Mirror twist is you pay for a splicing of your personality because they want to get it so perfect and set to you that they have taken a bit of your personality in yourself and put it in this puck. So this lady gets put into a puck and John Hamm comes up and he's like, you know, well, this, she's like, where am I? I'm just in this white room. And he's like, yeah, this is your job now. And you get to control the temperature just the way you like it. And you get to know just how brown your toast is because that's the way you like it. And she freaks out and she says, I'm not doing this. And he says, okay, you're going in timeout. And he sets a counter on it so that the lady inside the puck experiences 6 months of nothing when he counts to like five. It's like 5 seconds and he brings her back and she's sitting in the dark and screaming and freaking out. She's like, what happened? He's like, that's what happens if you don't comply. All you got to do is comply. It's that easy. You just don't have a choice. And she says, no, please don't. I don't want to do this. And he's like, okay, you're not ready. Then he sets it for a year. And it goes by in 10 seconds. So she's been in the dark for a year in her time, but 10 seconds in the real world. And she just complies. She doesn't have a choice. Can you imagine? You know, people think jail's bad. But what happens when you're stuck inside whatever it is? You know, when we upload our great ascension into becoming AI or robotics, and they can just shut you off anytime they want. People don't think about that. People think, you know, oh, I'm going to be thinking fast with this brain chip in my head, and I'm going to, you know, be able to heal any injuries. Well, they can shut that off. They can just turn your brain off, just like you. We were going to, people in the chat were going to turn off their phones on the 4th. Well, what happens when that's us?
Well, they're already starting to do it with vehicles.
Yeah.
They're putting devices in them like, oh, Steve missed his payment. Well, guess what? Shut your vehicle off. Don't care where you're at. You could be driving it down the interstate and I shut it off.
Oh, then, you didn't use your turn signal to merge lanes. Now the cop that's sitting behind you can just shut off your car and move it to the side. And here's your ticket for, and you don't get to discuss anything because it's all on camera and it's all controlled by us. So enjoy your $200 ticket now.
Yep. Yep. I know the manufacturers are talking about putting them in. Cause I know a lot of like secondhand places have done it, but retailers are talking about like you'll get like it'll be a warning like, oh, Steve, you missed, you're late on your payment. I see that you live in Arizona. It's 120 degrees out. Well, guess what? I'm shutting your air off in your car. You're not getting air. Yeah. And then you don't, let's say you miss it again. They're like, oh, we're just going to shut your vehicle off. You can't use your vehicle anymore.
Did you see that? Ford patented a self-code design for other vehicles. Just drive it back to the lot.
You said something bad about the government. We're turning your money off.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Enjoy being broke.
Yep. Every time you talk shit, it's like, oh, that's 150 bucks. Sorry.
Yeah, I saw somebody post that in the chat earlier.
Say something shitty about Google.
To Google. Mine is $50. So,
it's crazy that technology is so far advanced. Little tidbit of trivia here, I probably mentioned before, but my ex-wife, the boy's mom, used to be a professional juggler. So that's an interesting talking point for what it's worth. But her younger siblings went and juggled for Bill Gates' children at one of their homes. And this was years and years ago. They said that when those kids would walk into a room, it had facial recognition, and the art on the walls would change. The temperature was set to what they preferred, and it would all change just as they walked into the room. And that was probably 15, 20 years ago, maybe. I don't know. But I was like, what in the hell, you know? Because that was before the internet was even relatively huge. That was back in like MSN Messenger days. And
well, maybe when you're that stupid rich, like, the ultra rich have their own shopping malls, essentially.
Oh, dude, you've seen Bill Gates' yacht, haven't you?
No.
It's some super yacht off the coast of Italy or something like that. And it has all of its own stuff. It's like self-sustaining. It's like a nuclear powered yacht.
I believe it.
It's got a helicopter like on it. Oh yeah, dude, it's huge. It is massive. You want to go down a cool rabbit hole, look up super yachts.
I think Jeff Bezos is so big that it'd take a fucking bridge down to get it out.
Yep. I remember that.
Why? Why do you need a boat that big?
Tied
from the robots.
Probably.
Act like you don't want a boat that big.
I would never want pretend a boat that big.
I would sell it.
Yeah.
And put my funds toward my...
Why would you sell it when you have unlimited money? Money means nothing. Why would you sell anything?
Well, then I would just give it away. I don't want a boat.
Yacht demolition derby.
That's a terrible idea. I was going to agree there for a second, but then I thought about the implications and no go.
I would just feed all my money into my AI robot army.
Okay.
Just saying.
That makes sense.
Well, I'll just go out on a limb here and say, if y'all don't want your super yachts, I'll take them. Because when sea levels rise and there's no land anymore, then you're going to be wanting your super yacht.
It's just like a tsunami of AI robots.
Yes. See, Steve can just make his own boat out of all the AI robots. Yeah. He'll just tell them to form into
a
boat.
Make an island. An AI island.
There you go. AI island, boys.
Well, as fun as it's been, I'm taking up somebody else's time. So, again, happy birthday,
Thanks,
Steve.
Thanks, brother.
Kyle, if you really love this, you tell us another story. Yeah, it's okay. I guess I'm going to have to wait.
You might have to wait.
That's all right. I don't have anything better to do.
That's legit.
Later, guys.
See you later, buddy.
Yep. Later.
Zeep. Yeah, AI is dumb.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's always so sketch.
Yeah.
Why can't it just ever be cool?
I don't know, man. Why can't a lot of stuff be cool?
That's also a really good question.
I feel like if things would be cool, life would just be cooler. That's pretty deep.
Yeah.
It's pretty deep.
I was looking for the word to express that.
Just
I couldn't even find the word. If
more things would be cool, life would be cooler.
Yeah.
That's free advice. Free Steve advice on my birthday.
That was good. That was solid.
But yeah.
I'm pretty sure you just like altered the course of humanity with that statement.
I think I did.
I'm almost 100% certain.
It is the new mantra of beyond 2023.
That is legitimately, Dylan kind of pointed it out here with the bumper sticker comment. That is definitely something that would be in like the Joe Dirt movie.
See, the AI is already trying to take over. It's got playing happy birthday on JJ Rose's Alexa over there. Don't trust it, JJ.
Happy birthday, Crispy. The hell's Crispy? Is that your new nickname?
Yes. Wish I had some Krispy Kreme donuts right now.
I'd be fired. That would be pretty sick. Send them to the P.O. box. Let's go.
Oh, what if instead of activating the vaccines with the national alert test, it's actually activating what was in the burger these fast food chains were giving away for free on National Burger Day? Bro, if the only day you don't trust fast food burgers is National Burger Day, you need to start rethinking about what you're eating. Because if you think that they had to make them a penny to get us to eat them, to put dumb shit in them, that is not true. Because
Steve is once again correct.
People will buy that shit regardless.
Oh, yeah. People went and got a vaccine for a fucking free donut.
I would be more worried about all the insect pieces that are in those burgers than anything else. Because the only thing that's going to survive after the nuclear fallout are going to be the roach legs that were in your fucking Whopper that you ate 3 weeks
before. I mean, when Whoppers are good, they're pretty good.
Whoppers are. I'm just as guilty as the next guy. Just as guilty.
I do.
But
I'm actually not a giant fast food person anymore.
You don't have to make the shit a penny to get people to buy it. Because people buy it regardless.
No. Oh, yeah.
And if they want to put dumb shit in it, they're going to put dumb shit in it all the time. They're not just going to put dumb shit in it when it's on sale.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We probably wouldn't like to see the actual creating ingredients for a lot of the food we eat. I feel like there's a lot of filler.
All filler. All killer.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where I'm at.
Listen to the latest Confessionals podcast. They have an eye-opening view on AI integration with humans. I'll have to check it.
Well, dude, I'm sorry, but the AI integration with humans is inevitable. It's going to happen.
Yeah, they've already greenlit the first trials for Neuralink. Yeah. And you know,
you're not stopped.
People are chomping at the bit to be the first person to get that shit.
For some people, it absolutely makes sense because he's claiming that it can repair like spinal injuries and all types of fucking crazy stuff. So for some people, it makes absolute sense.
I don't know. I feel like that is.
I'm not trying to get it. I feel
like that's frosting on a really shitty cake.
Well, I mean, if you can't walk, that kind of sucks too.
Yeah, but if you have the ability to walk and then they turn you into a mindless fucking killing machine.
And then they would just take it away anyways. And then you couldn't walk.
Here's the deal. Your legs are working, but you're our Manchurian candidate. So
yeah,
that's what,
oh yeah. It definitely opens a whole host of problems because technology can be hacked. So it's always a problem.
Neuralink monkeys in trial suffered from swollen brains and paralysis.
That sucks.
Damn.
But sounds about right.
Damn. We're going to need yacht demolitions when we all have Neuralink and we can't actually like move. We're just going to be forever just like tied into our giant war yachts and just be at sea, at battle. They're going to be AI all over the place.
So we're going to be like Axel from Twisted Metal.
Axel Rose.
Just a boat instead of two giant wheels.
We're going to be like Axel Rose. JJ Rose, are you related to Axel Rose?
Most likely.
These are the questions we need to know.
I'm going with yes.
See why I asked the question. Be polite to AI. AI is cool with us. How do you know? How do you know they're cool with us? I'm not saying be mean to AI. The less reasons they have to wipe us off the planet, the better. But I feel like they're in...
I'm impartial to AI, I think they're indifferent to us. Suck it.
Like ants on an interstate. We get in the way.
Yeah, I don't...
See ya.
I'm just impartial to AI. I don't really care about it one way or the other. I mean, it's cool sometimes, but then sometimes it's dumb. Like, we don't say anything in series. Like, I didn't catch that. You know, like, I didn't talk to you.
Yeah, because it was the ghost talking.
Well, it doesn't matter. It still gets told,
shut up, mind
your own business.
If AI was cool, the world would be cooler.
Right. I mean, you nailed it on the head.
Every single aspect falls into that mantra.
I'm with it.
I'm a modern day philosopher. Philosophizer.
Philosophizer. Mm-hmm. I like it. What else we got? I like
it. What else we got going on in this chat? If AI has a dick, that's on us.
Nothing.
That is true. I don't know, man. I feel like it's going to do more bad than it is good.
Oh, that sounds good, Colleen. They're putting coating on food cans. She pleases petroleum paste. Sounds about right.
You see people like washing the wax off of apples and shit? Have you seen that?
I have seen that. That is fucking weird.
What? Just be cool. FDA, food industry. Just be cool.
Yeah.
Stop putting cockroaches in the burgers.
Nah, man, it's all about
stop
money.
Putting people in the burgers. Soylent Green is people. Whoppers are people. Big Mac sauce.
Interesting people. Concept. Interesting concepts.
Wax on the apples is made of petroleum.
And we gladly eat it.
See, Twizzlers, Soylent Green is people.
Yeah, money is control, John. Yeah. Money is, in my opinion, one of the forms, if not the mark of the beast.
Money,
in my
humble opinion, just coupons to get a certain amount off of the goods we want.
That's true.
Like, you hold up a $5 bill. Check out this coupon I have for $5 off. Any store I want to go to. Pretty shitty.
That's life.
If it was cool, it'd be cooler.
I mean, I feel like that's the overall message of the day.
It really is. AI is just, AI will be a reflection of us. We right now have the ability to stop most of suffering. I believe that. I believe we could. We just choose not to.
Oh yeah. AI, I agree with that 100%, but the human race isn't exactly known for compassion. So,
no.
I mean, that's like with every invention, there's fantastic things you can do with the stuff, but there's also absolutely horrid things you can do with the stuff. And people tend to choose the latter.
Yeah. I did see, shout out to Virgil and Colleen. I saw Colleen's pepper haul on the Discord. If you guys aren't in the Discord, get in the Discord. It's just a whole different place over there. Colleen picked like 2,000 peppers. The pepper harvest was out of control. And it was awesome. A lot of peppers. Which aren't covered in wax. They aren't full of bug parts. They aren't made of people. They were just grown in the garden. The way it should be. It was cool, so it made it cooler.
I agree.
But yeah, go to the Discord. Do your due diligence. Go and hang out. It's a great place.
It is a good place.
If you misspell something, Twiz will correct you.
That's me on the daily.
Seen it happen. Today, on my birthday.
I don't spell good.
Soccer Steve, if it were cool, it'd be cooler. Well, that's got a nice ring to it, Necro.
I like it.
Feeling it. I'm going to have that painted on the side of my demo war yacht.
I was hoping you were going to say face.
And throat tattoo.
Yes. We can call you Socro Steve, the swag lord.
I'm going to get swag lord nuck tats.
Yeah. That would be sick. I would be so happy.
I might.
You totally should.
That would be a different tier on the Patreon.
And then Dylan's got to get Lotto tattooed underneath his eye.
Lockout, tag out.
No, just Lotto.
I like to win the lottery.
Sick. Yeah. I don't know why I started. He's that in my phone. I just call him. It's just Dylan Lotto. Because
we're trying to manifest him to win the lottery.
That's true. He deserves it.
He does.
He's a solid dude.
Are you saying that you'll pay for your Lotto tattoo or my swag lord knuckle tats? I really don't want to get swag lord knuckle tats.
It's too late. You already put it out there. It's happening.
How am I going to fit Hollow Cult on there?
I don't know, man. You have to figure it out.
Both.
You can just get Hollow Cult tattooed on your eyelids. Mm,
that sounds awful.
Cult.
Yeah, you can do it though.
If Tom McDonald can do it, you can.
I don't know about that. Tom does a lot of things that I refuse to try to pull off.
Well, you're a rapper.
That is true. I'm a philosophizer. Yeah.
You have long hair like him.
That is true. It's getting ridiculous.
See?
You're getting out of control. Got a nice little curl to it, though. What can I say? Good genes, I guess. Wait till I get it. I need to, like, perm it or something.
That's what I'm
saying. Perm mullet?
Yes. Yes.
I would.
I'm 100% down for
that.
Kick
myself out of my own house. Shave the sides and get, like, lightning bolts.
And then just move in with the crackheads next door. You'd fit in.
Yeah. And still be the most prominent member of society. There.
Yeah.
Dylan good said time. He'd pay Twiz to tattoo them on me. This is getting.
Sounds like a solid plan.
Keeps getting worse.
Spiraling out of control.
I didn't agree to this. This is not cool. Did I agree to it?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. We've derailed again.
Yeah, well, what do you say? About that time for the night?
Wind it out?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Sure. All right. Hollow Cult, thanks for hanging out on my birthday. It's been real. Hollow Cult Grills. Now you're talking.
That's what's up.
Now you're talking.
100% in. My wife will be so mad at me.
Tell us about how you're going to use your new ghost hunting equipment you got for your birthday. Well, we have plans that we haven't put into place yet. We are wanting to go back to X and do a little investigation there, get the equipment out. We're going to have to invest in probably another camera or two. That way we can document it all.
But we also have...
I've been thoroughly hunting some other lesser known, fairly haunted spots, specifically cemeteries that we may go on a weekend trek to get into.
I'm down for that.
That's the plan.
Bama one you found.
What?
So I'm down for the Bama one you found. That one sounds that terrible. One's got some,
apparently, I need to dig into it because going off of just what people say in Reddit is not the wise thing to do. Apparently, it's got some occulty ties, some nefarious doings.
Well, that's why we bring John. John is an expert in that, Brother John. That's why he has the word brother in front of John, because he's the expert in all things occult. Villain
can be bait. Works out. It's a solid crew. It's a solid crew. Yeah.
Dylan gets to run in first because it's what he does.
I know a cemetery in the woods. Twiz, I'm going to come out of there with knuckle tattoos, aren't I? I'm going to wake up drowsy, have nefarious things tattooed on my body. I don't feel like I'm going to have a good time. But anyway, thank you all for hanging out with me and Kyle. Me on my birthday, Kyle on my birthday. It's been cool. Great to see everybody in here. Support all of our content creator friends, all the pods that pop in and out. And until next time, stay safe, stay weird. And if things would just be cool, life would be way cooler.